We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Corey Pronman is one of the best amateur hockey insiders, analysts in all of North America, from The Athletic, and he has been poring over Alexis Lafreniere tape for months, maybe even years, diving into the prowess of possibly the Penguins' consolation prize, a 1-in-8 chance, who would have thunk it, tonight, 6 o'clock, the NHL draft lottery. All right, Corey, so what are the Penguins vying for? Tell us a little bit more about this player.
Yeah, I mean, Alexis has been one of the very best players in Major Junior the last few years. Actually, the CHL Player of the Year for 2 years running, the only one to do that other than Sidney Crosby. He's an exceptionally talented player. You know, I probably wouldn't put him on like the stratosphere of like the same level of prospect of Connor McDavid or Crosby when they were coming out of junior. He's not of that caliber, but he's a solid number one pick, a guy who you are projecting to become a truly foundational part of an NHL organization. He's a player with elite skill, elite offensive hockey sense. He can set up and score goals at a very high level. He's a super competitive and physical player. Maybe he's a good skater, maybe not an elite skater. He does so much at a very high level. He's been so productive, whether in junior or at international level, that I think whoever gets him is going to get an extremely good player who's going to be, I think, a top NHL player for a very long time.
Corey, is he the kind of player that immediately, if the Penguins were to luck into him yet again in the draft here and get that number one pick, would he immediately be impactful enough to just prop their window of contention with Crosby and Malkin wide open again?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be realistic with an 18-year-old. But he's also one of the old, he's an older player. He's a late 2001 birth date, so the physical maturity is a little bit ahead of where some of the other players in the draft class are going to be. I think he will be 19 by the time the theoretical next NHL season starts. So I think you're hoping a guy who can step in and be a legitimate, you know, really good top six, if not a legitimate top line forward right out of the gate. Is he going to be a star right out of the gate? Probably not. But I think the Penguins have shown they don't need guys to step in and be stars. If they just step in and become really good right away, I think with Sid and Gino, that's enough to create opportunities there to contend.
Corey Pronman's an Alexis Lafreniere expert. He joins us here on 93.7 The Fan. Is Alexis Lafreniere more likely to win the Art Ross Trophy in his career or the Rocket Richard?
Probably more the first. I'm not sure I would guarantee either. I would say and he would tell you as well, he's more of a pass first type than a guy who's going to score 50 goals. I think he has a really good shot, but his vision and his playmaking are definitely the main strengths of his game.
In terms of his, like, I guess where you'd place him, you said he's not a McDavid, not a Crosby. I would say then, Corey, like, we could run the gamut here from, like, Nathan MacKinnon to Nail Yakupov. So on that spectrum of number one overall picks, like, where is he? Where does he fall there among that next class down from those two generational guys?
Right. I think you're kind of like, you know, you're looking, you know, I think he's on the wing, so not as good. But if you look at the talent of, like, an Austin Matthews, Jack Eichel kind of player, like, he's it's more of that caliber of skill, which at least at the same age, I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Auston Matthews or Jack Eichel, but I think at the same age, you're talking similar caliber of skills, albeit on the wing and not at center.
Corey, is he a speed merchant? Is he going to fly by you? Does he have a little bit of snarl to his game? Is he somebody that'll mix it up? Give us that side of the scouting report.
I wouldn't say the speed is the primary. I think he's a good skater, but it's not the primary thing you want from him. I do think he has some snarl in him. I think he is a guy who's going to throw the body around. He's a very competitive guy. He could put pressure on opponents to go with the elite skill. Every coach I've talked to just loves the kid because he's so competitive and he brings it every night. And I think that he's a guy I think is going to be a fan favorite because of those competitive nature that he has and the elite offensive talent he has.
Corey, with Ovechkin, when he came into the league, just the pure goal-scoring ability, just a born scorer, that translated instantly to the NHL. With Crosby, I thought the playmaking, the vision, the passing, instantly. Like Crosby, obviously, we know, became a better goal scorer within a couple of years, an elite one. What is the skill for Lafreniere that you think will most immediately translate to the NHL and be high level for NHL level hockey?
Yeah, and I think obviously, you know, Ovi and Sid are, you know, two of the greatest players ever. So their games translate instantly, and they're sticking around forever because their talents are just so exceptional. So I probably would say Lafreniere is of that caliber, but Lafreniere, I think, his puck skills and his vision are both really, really elite. So I think he's a guy who you can imagine, you know, stepping in, playing on a power play, and making really high-end plays in the offensive zone right away. Not that the Penguins need more offensive options on their power play, but I see him as a guy who can create depth. You can put him at that extra dimension on the first power play, and it can make a second power play unit that could look very deadly. I think his inside of the offensive zone playmaking ability will be very good in the NHL right away.
Corey Pronman, NHL prospects expert, is our guest here with the draft lottery. Tonight, the Penguins have a 1-in-8 chance of winning it. If they don't win, which is obviously much more likely, they move down to 15th in the first round. And then they'll have a situation, Corey, where they can either keep that pick or they can give it to Minnesota as part of the Zucker deal to complete that trade. They'll have the option. Is this the type of deep enough draft where you feel like in the middle of the first round, you can get a really good player who might be able to help sooner rather than later?
I think it's a solid draft, but I think you keep the pick for numerous reasons. One is that, you know, it's still a rather high pick at 15. Historically speaking, this team does not pick this high that often. And I think realistically, I mean, it's always possible they can have a bad year, but I think, you know, realistically, the chances of them finishing lower or substantially lower in the standings next year seems unlikely. And I also think next year's draft is just going to be chaotic. I mean, so many events and tournaments are already getting canceled in the first half of the season. I think we're going to have a really hard time understanding next year's crop relative to almost any crop that I've ever seen. So I think you're going to have a lack of information. And I think you just want the players sooner. This is their contending window. You want to get guys as soon as possible. Their first-round pick, Samuel Poulin, looks maybe like a year or two away to helping the team. I think that's an important. And for all those reasons, I think if they lose the lottery, you got to keep the pick.
Corey, this isn't about Lafreniere the player, but I'm sure you hear from a lot of fan bases because fan bases are obsessed in every sport with who's coming up next. So what team winning this lottery tonight would make NHL fans the angriest? Edmonton, Toronto, or is it just Pittsburgh because of the last 35 or so years?
From what I've seen, it seems like close to a three-way tie between those three. I think Pittsburgh will send people over the edge more often than not, particularly among the American fans. I think if that happens, you're all going to need to turn off your social media for the night.
Corey Pronman, NHL prospects expert, giving us the skinny on Alexis Lafreniere. Hey, Corey, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, okay?
Yep, sure thing. Thank you.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.